You're listening to Talking All Day with Tay, a podcast featuring your girl, Tay. We just talk about mental health and my day-to-day life as I'm headed into my 20s. Just think of me as your local comfort buddy. If you wanted to follow me, you can go to my Instagram at Talking All Day with Tay. I have everything about my podcast on that page, as well as my link tree where you can find my podcast on all platforms.
But it's just the beginning.
Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Talking All Day with Tay. I really do think in every episode I'm very, very goofy. So my apologies for that, because I actually said in my past episodes that I don't really listen to myself. So I actually decided, you know what, Taylor, listen to yourself because you need to. Like, you're putting this out here. I only listen to myself when I'm editing. That's it. So I listen to my own episodes and I feel like I could see so much growth from my very first episode to the episode I'm currently doing now. And I'm really proud of myself. It's so funny to me because in the first episode, I sounded good. I just was like a little bit nervous. And I think you could kind of tell because I really didn't know what to say. It was like my first intro. So I was like listening back to it. I'm like, you telling people what you want to do and what you want to talk about, but you sound nervous, girl. Like, get a little more excited. And now 10, 11 episodes later, I'm talking, I'm laughing, I'm singing, I'm gonna be doing future collaborations. I have different guest speakers like add their audios to my podcast. Like, I really didn't think this all was gonna happen that soon. Because when I said it, I was like, yeah, I wanna do podcasts. But then actually doing it, I was like, wait, I really love this so much. So here I am today, just doing another podcast, having fun, being goofy, and yeah, that describes Taylor, Talking All Day with Tay. But I forgot to say, I hope you are having an amazing day, and that you're feeling good, you're feeling healthy, you're feeling excited, that you're just ready for the day. We're going to be doing a quick word of the day, so here is our song. Oh my gosh, my song never gets old, but I love it. So the word of the day is sore. Sore as in pain, not mentally, but physically. Just clarifying. My like back and like muscles and joints have been achy. I don't know if it's just me, but I know a lot of individuals do this where they crack their neck like several times in the day. And it always feels like it's a strong crack. Like, oh my goodness, I have been so sore. I've been cracking my neck, but that's normal for me. But now I feel like I'm trying to crack my back. I'm trying to crack my arms, my legs. I feel like I'm just messed up. I'm just messed up. Oh God. To anyone who's just, if this is your first time listening to me, I'm sorry for this introduction. I've had a day today. I've gotten off of my break, which was so fun, by the way, you guys. I had so much fun with my friends. I had a good time, just relaxing. It was pretty stress-free, but also kind of busy week for me, especially for the past 2 weeks, because I've been preparing for spring break the previous week, and then I'm on spring break and I'm doing everything, you know, that I'm doing. So now we're back to school thinking mindset, and it's taken a little while to get used to it, but it's okay. I'm still thriving, and I am so blessed and thankful that I got a break and that God was just watching out for me over the break. But I really feel like I need to go to a chiropractor or something. Like, if If you didn't know, I'm assuming you guys don't know, but if you really didn't know, I have been told that I give the best massages. I give my friends massages. I give my family massages. I even made a freaking tab for them. not my friends, but like my family. I'm like, oh yeah, mom, I'll totally, can you like give me a little bit of change and I'll give you a massage, and I get paid just for doing them. It's actually crazy. But I literally give the best massages, and this is not just me saying this. Everyone tells me that I give the best massages. So your girl, we're going to have a lot of side gigs in this summer. I'm going to be doing massages. I can't even speak. Massages for people. We're going to probably do some baking to sell. Like, we're going to do a lot of little jobs this summer. Probably as well as actually, you know, get to focusing on school, but I definitely am told that I'm really good at what I do. But now it's the reverse, because I need it done for me. I need to go somewhere to get like my body cracked. Is it weird? Do you guys do this where you look at like those videos like on Instagram? I used to look at it on Snapchat, but I deleted it. If you didn't hear that episode, go listen to it. I talk about how I deleted Snapchat for a month. But I used to look at those episodes on Snapchat about like those. It was like this guy, I forgot his name that he went by, but he like was really good at chiropractics and he would do amazing pop therapy. And I look at those videos all the time. I feel like I really would have done that as a job. Like, honestly, I would have done that as a job if I didn't choose sonography. The only thing is, I only like touching, like, you know, if I'm massaging people that I know. If it's like strangers, I feel like it would not be that comfortable with it. And I could always do chiropractics and stuff, but sometimes you gotta lift people's backs, and I can only lift so much. So, and if I just did, if I was just actually a masseuse, I feel like, you know, when you go to massage places, some people, they like to just be in a towel, and some they actually just have like on a tank or something. But I don't know, I feel like it's kind of weird. I don't know, that just could be me. It's just my preference. But yeah, I rather just like give massages to my family members or friends. But yeah, I've been feeling sore. I really need to go to get cracked. And yeah, so hopefully I'll be getting that soon. Maybe I'll do that for my birthday, because my birthday is coming up soon, you guys. In like a month, no, it's a little bit after a month, your girl is gonna be 20. And it's so crazy to think about it, because like my podcast is basically talking about me heading into my 20s, and now I'm gonna be in it. So it's really gonna be the start of me experiencing different things. So I'm really looking forward to that. But I'm so excited. I think I'm going to be changing my logo. Yeah, I think I'm going to be changing my logo that's on the Talking All Day with Tay franchise to a different one, which is kind of hard because I really like the photo that I have, but I feel like I want something just a wee bit more professional, because I remember that photo I just loved, and it was easy for me to get like that to fit in the with the pixels, because you have to have like a certain size when you add photos and stuff for the podcast. If you're a podcaster, you know. But it definitely, I think, as I'm hitting my 20 years, it's definitely time for a new photo. But yeah, that's my word of the day, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. Now on to the episode. I just wanted to point it out. Some people, when I say that, they think that I have like, it's like they actually say it too. Like, someone told me that they know when I'm saying now on with the episode. And I was like, not me becoming like an Ember Chamberlain where you know what she's gonna say or something. But that's cute. I like adding these little things, like when I say word of the day, or when I say that, I like adding those little quirks because it makes it more personal to me. It's part of me. I came up with them. So I think it's cute. So the fact that I've heard one person tell me that they actually say it when I do, that just makes my day so much. It's so cute. But like I always say, thank you guys for leaving reviews, for commenting, for sharing, for doing all that you do, because I know it's not easy doing that when your schedule's pretty busy. I also posted a thing which is talking about indie podcasters. If you don't know what an indie podcaster is, it's basically a podcaster that is over their whole page. Like, they are the ones editing, producing, sharing, making the content, editing. If I didn't say editing, I said it twice because it definitely deserves it. It takes a long time to edit. So it's definitely someone who is doing that all on their own. That's the clear definition for it. And I actually found out about it. So for us little small podcasters, sometimes it's kind of hard because we're not paying for someone to like give us music or to give us an audio or to edit our videos, or not videos, but like, you know, episodes. So it means a lot that you guys do that, you're sharing and you're liking. As an indie podcaster, what's very helpful for a lot of us is if you do share, if you leave reviews. The number one thing though is if you download our podcast. If you download our podcast, I believe it's like 126, I could be wrong, but if it's 126 downloads, our podcast will be like in the top 50%. I know. Oh my god, top 50%, that's crazy. Like worldwide, and that's crazy to me, but it's so cool. So even if you can't listen to the episode and you need to listen to it later, or if you just don't listen to the episodes at all but you just love me and you love who I am, I really don't care. You can do whatever, and of course do whatever your schedule allows. You don't have to listen to the podcast. I would just appreciate it if you would. But if you download the episodes or the podcast in general, it'll say that you're a listener. So it means a lot if you guys could just download. I posted on my Instagram a couple of weeks ago how to review my page. Like, if you wanted to leave a review on a social media, like on what is it called? On Apple Podcast. I did like a little screenshot thing. So if you guys need to check in and all that stuff, it's pretty simple, pretty easy. And yeah, if you wanted to know where that was, it's on my Instagram. I have it on my highlights. It should be in the highlight podcast, so you guys can check that out. I really should have did announcements. I don't want like usually do announcements. I only did it once, but announcements for today has finally been done, and I am talking already for so long without getting to the point of what the episode is. So yeah, I just wanted to say all of those, the word of the day, different notes, thank yous, and yeah, so now we can finally get into the episode. Today we are going to be talking about singleness and dating. Yes, guys, we're going to be talking about singleness, why it's okay, why it's good for your mental health, and why it's really an important part in your life. And we're going to talk about dating. We're going to talk about what you should look for in a person, same common interests that you should have, and how a person should treat you. Now, in this episode, I'm not going to confirm nor deny that I am in a relationship or not. But from past experiences, I think that it's just really cool to talk about this, because I know some people that are dating, and I know some people who are single. So I think that is really important. And I want to just say, when I am speaking about this, I'm also coming from like a godly point of view. So just so you guys would know. I'm going to be talking about how you should approach things and what you should look for in a godly person. So just so you guys would kind of have a clear understanding, I'm going to make it pretty like nice and relaxed. Just think of me as your girl. We're just talking about relationships. We're talking about how we feel, because I really like want that to be part of my podcast, the vulnerable side. and just making you guys feel at home. I want to be like that person that you can just go to listen for advice. And if you guys have advice, you can always DM me and let me know. I definitely would appreciate any sort of advice as well. So let's just have a conversation and just like talk and talk about what's important. It's really important that we make sure our mental health is like where it should be. So definitely talking about it helps. Okay, first off, I want to talk about singleness. I know everyone's probably like, let's talk about dating, Taylor, but no, we're going to talk about singleness first. So fast forwarding into high school for me, well, high school and middle school, I've always wanted to date. I've always wanted to be with someone, to call them mine. You know, if you look at those lovey-dovey movies or TV shows, you're like, oh my gosh, I want this relationship. Why can't I have it? I think that was the time when I thought of most about why am I single? Why am I not in a relationship kind of, you know, situation. But as I'm getting older, like I said before, almost hitting 20, I'm starting to realize that it's okay to be single. Now, it's easier said than done. And if I have friends and I see them in relationships, I'm like, they're so stinking cute. Like, I just want that. So I definitely can relate to anyone who's feeling like that. If you guys are feeling like you don't look as attractive, or if you're wondering if you need to change your appearance for somebody, don't. God speaks about singleness, and he talks about how it's important for us to have a time where we are single. I mean, it's very vital in like our spiritual journey. I think he also has us do singleness and like not trying to rush and like moving on God time. It's because we need that period in our life so we can feel content with just ourselves. But we feel like we don't need no man or no woman. We just need that space, you know, to like be confident and know that our worth matters. What I tend to see a lot of people do is that they may rush into relationships. Then when they're in it, sometimes things go wrong and then they backtrack. And, you know, same old stuff, which is totally understandable. Everyone makes mistakes, and I've seen people do that. I know some people have done that, and that's okay, because I really feel like God puts us in situations to where we have learning experiences. So for your path is definitely like different from mine. But singleness, guys, is so important. Singleness gives you the time to think and realize how important and how valuable you are. You don't have to think for the person that you're with. You can actually enjoy your own thinking. You don't have to be concerned like, oh, maybe he wants this, or maybe I should do this for him or something. Like, you don't have to think about that when you're single. When you're single, you can do things on your own. You can have more you time. You can definitely be in your own thoughts. I know some people like to say you don't have to be tied down, and it's a cool thing to be tied down. I'm not saying if anyone's in a relationship, we're going to get to that, but if anyone's in a relationship, that's a bad thing. No, it's not. But if you think this way as you're single, you won't be as upset if you're not in a relationship. I think like for your mental health wise, it's really important to understand yourself before you bring somebody else in so they can get to know you. Because if they're understanding a version of you that's not really loving yourself, like always thinking about what that person's thinking and not really thinking for your own, or if you're trying to make them a priority over anyone else, especially like over God, it sometimes can be draining. I think it's definitely important to have singleness because of those reasons. Just think, like, especially for my young listeners out there, when you're younger, of course you want to be in a relationship. There's so many factors that come, like prom, homecoming, different people going out on dates, the main one that just passed not too long ago, Valentine's Day, many things. It's definitely understandable that we all want to be in relationships, especially during those times, because we're picturing that perfect memory, the perfect situation of what we could have had. But honestly, being single can be a lot of fun. For example, I went to prom, okay? I had a prom and I didn't have a date. I went with my junior year and it wasn't really because I was not able to have a date. It was more so like, I think I just want to be going with my friends. That's what we were saying. We're all going to go as a group. My prom was really extra because we had like a homeschool Christian prom and it was so, so much fun. I loved it so much. It was literally like over 3,000 people at this prom. From different co-ops and stuff. It was like hilariously funny. We had like such like fun things going on. And I feel like if you're in a relationship, you can have the same amount of fun, but there's also more factors that come with that. Like say if I went to prom with like a date, I'm definitely going to be worrying about if they're having a good time. If they're feeling uncomfortable, I feel uncomfortable because they feel uncomfortable. Like it's not healthy, but it's definitely like, oh, like you're not feeling well, or oh, you're not doing this. Like your mind becomes their mind. Personally, for me, especially as a girl, and especially because that's how my personality is, that's how I would operate. That's how I would think, like concerning about the person that I'm with. But when you go, when you're single, you can dance, you can have fun, you can hang out with your girls, y'all can take you pictures, and you definitely know you'll get some pictures in if you go like as a group rather than with your boo. Now, sometimes you can squeeze them in, but I know if you guys have been to prom, if you know, you know. Sometimes it's hard to try to get a picture with every single person in a short amount of time. So you may miss that photo with your girl or something. And then also it's like you'll regret it later, especially if you end up breaking up with the person. Now, if you're in a sound relationship where the guy that you're with is literally a gentleman and they're having a good time, he's having fun, everyone's happy and stuff, then I'm not talking to you guys. That's fine. You guys are in a good relationship. You're like together, you're happy. And that's all that I could ever want for you. Like you go, sis. This conversation is more so for people who don't really know what they really want in life yet. They don't have really an idea of how they see their future, and they're trying to use like a person that they're with to kind of, I don't know, fill that void, you know, of their singleness and to like cling on to that. I'm talking to you girls because I can relate. God doesn't really want us to fill that void with worldly things, even a relationship. Like our void should be filled with him first and then other things after. If you have a complete relationship with God, you don't have to stress out about none of these things because it's easier to actually deal with them. Now, everyone's human, don't get me wrong. You're definitely going to have those days where you are probably struggling, but having God in the midst of all of the chaos and all of the you thinking in your own head and trying to people please or do whatever, it definitely helps having someone to talk to about it. And Jesus, he's like the best listener ever, so you don't have to worry about like feeling like you're not being heard. And he comforts you with that. But at my prom, I actually went with my group of girls and we had a good time. Prom was fun. It was really fun. Some of it is like when you also think back to, it can go either or. Because some of the people that I had fun with prom, I don't really see them like that anymore. And that just comes with high school or whatever. And we'll definitely have podcast episodes talking about that for sure. But like, it's just, I don't know, it's just like a different vibe. The main thing I want you to get out of this is that it's okay to be single. It's okay to have your own vibe. You might want to explore more of yourself, especially if you're getting out of high school and you're about to get into adulthood like me. Like, you need to know who you are. It's really important to figure out who you are if you don't already. Now, if you do know who you are, if you feel like you're spiritually ready for a relationship, you're ready to date, to marry and everything, then yes, sis, get that coin. No, I'm kidding. But yes, that's great. And this is like not for you. Now to my dating individuals. We're going to talk about how a person should treat you and how you should be treated in a relationship. But not only that, we're also going to be talking about your side, how you should treat your partner, how you should be okay, like, you know, with putting God first in the center of your relationship and everything else comes secondary. Because trust me, that's definitely going to help you. Okay, so now for how a guy should treat you. Now, some people may say this is old-fashioned, like, girl, we're in 2022 now. Are you serious? But I swear, this is why I love the 90s so much, because people actually liked doing this. You need a gentleman. You need somebody who's going to put you before anyone else. So in saying this, it would be fantastic if you had somebody who cared about your needs, who opened your door. Which, girls, I know we're all independent women. We can open our own door. I understand that. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it would be nice if when you're on like a date with someone, for example, they actually respected you. Because there's a lot of people nowadays, like a lot of guys who really don't think that that's important anymore. They don't think that you should be respected in that matter to open your door. And you shouldn't have to tell no one to open your door either. They should just automatically know. Or, like, that's just an example. But, like, you know, some people may think, Taylor, you're really going old school. Yeah, I am. And what about it? That also comes, like, with your dating, splitting the check and everything. I personally believe if he asks, he pays. If I ask, I pay. Especially if you guys are really liking each other. That's how I see it. I don't think it's right for a girl to assume because of his, like, a guy's role as a man, he should always pay. I don't think that that's, like, fair on his end, or especially, like, pay every single time. I don't think that's fair, especially if it's, like, a partnership, you know, in your relationship. It should be equal. I also even noticed, I saw this on Instagram, but some girls for Valentine's Day have actually been buying their boyfriends, like, flowers. And I think that's the cutest thing ever, because they said, like, guys, if you think about it, guys only get flowers one time in their life. And that's, like, at a funeral when they die. So I really thought that that was cute, because that probably makes guys feel extra special. And I probably will do that too. But if it's, like, equal, or you guys can do half and half, like, if you're going on a date night, like, I'll pay for the popcorn, I'll pay for the tickets, you know, kind of situation. But only when you guys get to that point where you're, like, official in a relationship. Like, it's clear you're actually not dating, but you're actually in a relationship, your boyfriend and girlfriend. Like, when it's official, I think it's so, like, important to, like, make that distinction. Because when you're a boyfriend and girlfriend, you're actually agreeing to date to marry. And it's not dating anymore. It's actually being together until marriage. So it's important that you guys treat each other equally. And, like, of course, girls, it's nice on Valentine's Day. You're probably expecting whoever you're with to get you a little some, or if it's their birthday or something. But it's definitely cool, and it makes the other person feel appreciated when you do the same thing back to them. But like we were saying with dating, the person needs to basically treat you like a queen, because you deserve it. You deserve to be treated like a queen, and you should treat whoever you're with like a king. Like, that's just how it should be. It would be so good if your relationship was just centered around Christ, because if you could put God first before anything else, he's going to be at the center of that relationship. It's also good to have people who actually agree with the same things you do, the same values. Since I'm a Christian, I'm looking for someone who's a Christian like me. So when we're together, when we ever have problems, or if we're disagreeing about something, we can always go to God, and he'll answer all of our problems, all of our questions, and he'll make us be able to handle situations that we have so much easier. And it's, you know, for your girl, it's hard to find the right one. Because, like, as I'm getting older, I'm realizing that it's not a lot of Christians out there. So if you find one, like, you're good. But it takes a while to find someone that's not only a Christian, but can be, like, having all your personality kind of, you know, thoughts or maybe you're looking for someone who's completely different from your personality, but they still have the same values as you. Like, that's really important to talk about in a relationship. And when you're dating, the person has to respect you as a person. I think I already said this, but for more clarification, they have to, like, know that you matter. They can't treat you like you're just a piece of crap or like you're not worth anything, or like they can say whatever to you and because they know you're gonna do it. You don't want anyone like that, and you don't want to be a person like that, because that just affects your mental health times 100. Because what the person is doing is trying to create you and like mold you into something that they want, so they can like have kind of a sort of control over you. And that's not healthy in friendships or in dating. So you really have to make sure you pay attention to that. So before you get too stuck in the relationship to where you feel like vulnerable to them, like you, oh, I told them this, like I need to stay with them kind of situation. People like that are really manipulative. Ooh, that was kind of good. Okay. People who are manipulative, and they definitely are trying to make you do what they want you to do. They're trying to play their cards right. And when you're dating someone, you just want someone that actually cares about you, that's not trying to change you, that loves you for you. And it's easier said than done. I know for some people, they're probably like, yeah, but it's like you don't understand my situation. And I get it, because everyone's situation is different. No one has the same sort of relationship, the same friendship, the same relationship. Everybody is different. But I am telling you guys, God will make a way out of no way. And he's definitely going to answer your prayers if you like pray and ask him what you want in a person. If you know you're a queen, or if a guy's listening, if you know you're a king, then definitely the person that you're with, they're going to know that too. But with singleness and dating, they are both really good things. I think singleness is important. And I think everyone is single before they're in a relationship. You know, like someone is going to be single. And I think people like negate that because they don't realize that singleness is important. It's actually the base of a relationship. Because when you meet somebody who is single, they have a single mindset. They are thinking of how they are. They're thinking of what they used to do and how their life is. But once they hit that relationship and they have that title, that's when both people, both individuals are going to be thinking about themselves. Like what, you know, they have to do together, or like so they don't forget the next person. So it's important to have that foundation of singleness and being content with yourself first before you get in a relationship, so you can know your worth and you can see all these red flags. Because we can't have no toxic people over here, girl. And we can't be toxic ourselves. We have to be smart about things. We have to know what we need. You know, the whole shebang. And I just wanted to add little dating quirks or hints or stuff that's cute that guys do or that people do or stuff that you can do if you're going on a date. And also the things you can look for when you're on a date. So I said kind of quirks already, but or like things that you like. But I like it when someone pays attention to me. I like it when they give good eye contact. I like it if, like, a guy really, like, gives me nice compliments. Compliments can go a long way. It can literally boost up your, you know, confidence just a little bit. Even though, you know, we already talked about it, but we have confidence. But it kind of gives you that little pump in your step, you know? Like, it's great. I think it's important to have someone who really is a good listener and also that engages in good conversations with you. You can talk about deep things. You can talk about everything. Someone who's honest, transparent, friendly, obviously friendly. Some people like those guys that are really like kind of macho or like chill. Like I think we all kind of secretly like those bad boys, but we're not saying anything. But you want somebody who actually, like, wants to get to know you. Like, wants to know you for you. And like I said before, but I'll say it again, For me, the number one thing in a relationship is if the guy is a Christian. So it's definitely important if, you know, the person that you're going to be with is a Christian to help you with all of the struggles that can come with dating or even being single, but just with dating in this case. Now, things to look for when you're on a date. Okay. I think the main thing that's important when you're on a date and you're trying to look for the red flags is mannerism. If you actually sit down, and a lot of people, especially Gen Z, or is it Gen X or Gen Z? I don't even know which one I am. I think I'm Gen X. But for those young people who love their phones, put that phone down and pay attention to the person you're with. Because I swear, if you pay attention to a person's mannerism, it literally tells you everything. Everything. If a guy doesn't make eye contact, you automatically think somebody's lying. Or you think somebody's not being truthful. Or you think they're not really interested. It's just a big, major turnoff. Someone who doesn't have goals or ambitions is definitely a major turnoff too. Because you're thinking futurely. You're not, for me, I'm thinking to marriage. I'm not just dating a date or being in a relationship just to be in a relationship. You want a date to marry. So if somebody is talking about their goals or their ambitions, things that they want to do in the future or what they're currently doing, like, do you have a job? Do you have whatever you want to do? Those are really important questions to ask and to find out about. If a person doesn't have any ambitions, like even if they don't say they're in school and they're like, okay, so you're not in school, what else are you doing? And if they like don't really know what they want to do, they just say like, I'm working here, but I really don't have any goals. I probably will work here for the rest of my life, or I don't know. Like, that's just a major thing to pay attention to. Because say if you guys decide to get in a relationship and then you realize that you're on a higher level than like knowing of what you want than the person you're with is. And then when it comes up to talking about finances or getting married or whatever, they're not going to really have any goals of what they want to do. So it's pretty important to get right head in before you make that commitment. And girls, I think we can all pay attention to this one, but like telling if a person is interested is another one. If the person you're with is checking somebody else out, or if they're not really looking at you, like already said with eye contact, but they're kind of wandering, they're on their phone all the time. Like I said, mannerism, it just goes a long way. You don't want anyone like that. But definitely in the whole relationship, the things that you're looking for from someone, like to do or how to be, how to act, what they need to have, you need to do the same things with yourself. Because you want to be or like date like with the mindset that other people are thinking the way you are. Like other people are looking at you, your mannerism, if you're checking someone else out, if you're doing all the things that I listed before. You never know. The dream person that you're probably going to end up with is definitely going to be looking at that too. And if the guy or the girl doesn't seem like they're the right fit for you, the right person, then just call it a day and say, take me home, or call it a day and say it was good seeing you. And you don't have to talk to that person again. Because as Christians also, we don't want to be ugly about it. Unless if somebody pulls some crazy stuff. But, you know, God doesn't like ugly, like we always say. So it's probably best to just call it a day, say have a good night. If it doesn't seem like a safe situation, and if someone's being like rudely or verbally abusive to you, then call for another ride home. It's better that your safety is more like okay and important than the person that you came with. So definitely get another ride. And I think that that's pretty much obvious, but I know for a lot of people that can be a touchy subject. But just know if anyone is disrespecting you, hitting you, or harming you, or doing anything, please, that is not okay, that is not safe, and that is not what you should be looking for in a relationship. I'm telling you guys this as a friend, get out, because that is not a good environment and that's not a good situation. And you deserve so, so much more than that. So I hope you guys have taken into consideration what I said about singleness and about dating. And yeah, you guys, that was it for this week's video. I think this one was pretty fun just because I was talking about relationships and singleness. But just know, whatever like stage you're at right now, or if you've been through these stages multiple times, it's still important to remember this and these base things as your foundation when it comes to being single and dating. If you got out of a relationship and you're single now, still stick with all of those things. You're a boss, you're a queen, you can do whatever you put your mind to, and God's got you. If you're dating someone after dating multiple guys in the past, just know that these are the things that you need to look for in a person. Someone who respects you, treats you right, and you need to do the same things as well. Make sure that they feel appreciated and they feel loved, because whatever you give is going to be reciprocated right back at you. Okay, you guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to like, share, and follow the podcast, and, you know, leave a nice, sweet review, and just check out my Instagram at Talking All Day with Tay, like I said earlier. Okay, bye, guys. Have a good day. Bye.